We're going to head to Oxford and be joined by Miami's head coach, Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for the time, and congratulations on your 23-16 win at Kent State on Saturday afternoon, and after getting back to Oxford and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Redhawks.
Yeah, it's really, really good game, considering it, you know, driving rainstorm the whole day. Both teams, I thought, really competed. I thought they every inch of that field was fought for on every down. Kent State really did a lot of nice things offensively, like they always do, and defensively they mix it up. So it was like start to finish. You couldn't breathe. It was just tight the whole way. Very proud of our kids. They hung in there. We made enough plays to win the game. We didn't make a bunch more plays than Kent State, but we made enough plays to win the game and just hung in there through all the tough times. And again, there's a few turnovers on both sides. I think weather obviously had a little bit to do with, but our kids handled the ebb and flow of the game and keep plugging away. And again, winning on the road is always difficult. Winning on the road against a team as good as Kent State is even more difficult, so I was proud of our kids.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Martin.
Our first question is from Chris Benigni with The Athletic.
Hey, Chuck, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Curious, what do you make of the league right now? Everybody's kind of all bunched together in the standings. It looks like anybody can win this league right now. What's kind of your take on the league as a whole?
Yeah, that's kind of, I've been talking about since media day. I came back from media day and said this is – MAC is always even. MAC is always tough, but – just the amount of seniors that this league lost last year, everybody lost a bunch of good seniors, and everybody has a good group coming back. Everybody has older guys that can play, but everybody's playing. It just seems like there's a lot of young players that are really good, but a lot of people are playing good young players, and it's different playing good young players and older players, and you're going to have some inconsistencies. So we're just kind of like everybody else. I like my older group of guys, but I lost my biggest senior class. And a lot of good players, and I'm playing a lot of young guys at a lot of positions, just like everybody else. So it's very even. This league's always even, but I think it's more so even this year than ever, and you're seeing it in the week-to-week scores. You know, I think obviously on our side, you know, it's separated itself based on, you know, we're through four games, and us and OU are 3-1, you know, and us and OU have both beat Buffalo and Kent. Just the schedules have worked out like we both played Buffalo and Kent, so – you know, the teams right behind you, you both have victories over, which obviously all the MAC victories are important, but winning on your side, obviously you get the head-to-head tiebreaker. So it's going to be like this for the last 4 weeks. If anybody says, I can't believe or I'm surprised at that score, they're probably not paying attention. There's a lot of good football teams. There's a lot of good players. There's a lot of good coaches. I don't think any one team has the best team that they've ever had. I think there's a lot of really good football teams, though.
You guys have won something like 8 of 10 or something in the MAC going back to last year. I know your non-conference schedules have been real tough every year, but do your guys have the confidence that they can basically win any game, beat any team in this conference when they line up?
Yeah, and this has been going on for over 3 years. We're 19 and 7. We're 19 and 7 our last 26 games in the MAC, which over the last 26 games, we're one game ahead of Toledo for the best record in the MAC. So our kids have been confident a long time. I think the rest of the world is figuring out that we're a pretty decent MAC team. It does, just like you said, it gets masked because we play very difficult conference schedule like a lot of MAC teams every year. I mean, I felt like us in Kent State going to last week, we're both 3-4, and I'm looking, they played Arizona State, Wisconsin, and Auburn, you know. So in my mind, they're 3-1, you know, and we've played Ohio State, Cincinnati, and Iowa, and all those games are on the road. And so I was looking at them. They're like us. Like, they're, if you look at their record, you know, but if you really look at what they've done, they're a really, really good football team, you know. And I felt like it was almost a mirror image last week, and the game turned out that way. So I think a lot of the MAC schools, have been a little bit down. Like, it takes a while for people to figure out who's pretty good at times, and we've been pretty good in the league. I don't think we're better than anybody in this league, but I think we've shown, you know, the last 4 weeks. Last year we played Buffalo. We played a tight game with them. We beat OU. We beat Northern this year. We've already beat Northern. We've already beat Buffalo. So, we know we can play with Iowa State every week. Like, I think we're good enough to beat anybody in this league. I certainly think we're good enough to lose to anybody in this league. And I think that's kind of how the league is. And there was a time, a short time ago, when we weren't that good and we couldn't play with the better teams league. But we can play with them. We're not, you know, we got to play really good football and catch a break or two to win games, kind of like everybody else right now.
And what does this Ohio State Ohio game mean next week, both in terms of just the rivalry and like you said, playing for first place?
Yeah, the rivalry is obviously huge, and it's fun to have such a rivalry. And then it's fun to have a rivalry. Like, I got so much respect for their football program and for Frank. And I told Frank when he got here, and he probably would, I don't know if you remember, but I said, we're trying to become like you. Like, you're the consistent team on our side. You play football the right way. Your kids play extremely hard. They're extremely disciplined. I don't have that team yet. I don't have your talent. We're not as disciplined. We're not as well coached. But we're going to work hard. You know, in my first 2 years, I took some incredible lumps against his teams. But I thought it was awesome lessons for our teams, because I would always say, hey, that's how we want to end. We want to play like them. We want to be physical. We want to be smart. We want to be tough. We want to play through the ups and downs again. We want to, you know, and I think we've done that. I think over the time that we've been here, we've become a lot like OU. I think there's a lot of similarities in the schools that makes a rivalry cool. I think there's a lot of similarities in our football programs. You know, nobody's perfect, but I know we both try to do things the right way and try to get the kids that do things the right way. And it makes it even more special, because for me, this is what we've been trying to get to the level since I got here, the consistency of OU. And I think over the last 3 years, we have been that team that, game in, game out, you're going to be, you know, you can beat Miami, no doubt, but they're going to play the game the right way, and they're going to make you beat you, and they're going to compete hard, and they're going to play smart and tough, and they're going to play clean, and it's going to be a really good football game. So it makes this rivalry all the more special.
I appreciate the time, Chuck.
Chuck, for you, this was a milestone. It was your 100th career coaching victory. Talk about what that means for you in the coming off the sidelines on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, no, and it was just the way we won the game as a team effort. You know, we needed OD and special team, and it was rainy, and we played a really good opponent. So it was, you know, you take your 100th victory any way you'd get it, trust me. You know, I would have been certainly happy with a blowout, but just winning a hard-fought, really clean game where two teams played the game right way probably makes it a little more memorable for me. That it was a really good win, and it took a lot of effort from a lot of kids and a lot of coaches. I was listening to Frank talk every week, so, you know, like him talking about his milestone, it makes you pride. Like, I'm proud of my 100 wins, and why am I proud of my 100 wins? Because of, I know all the coaches, all the trainers, all the equipment people, all the, you know, academic service people, and certainly all the players, like Frank mentioned, that have worked so hard. Like, it just doesn't happen, you know, and it takes a lot of people. We're a really big corporation. There's 150 people strong that are behind the scenes, and so it makes you think about Saturday night. I was thinking about all those people, whether it be here or my time that I spent at Grand Valley, all the people, all the players. It was fun to just kind of look back and appreciate, you know, what I've been able to be a part of. And really it comes down to appreciation, because football, you know, other sports don't have as many people involved. We got a lot of people. It takes a lot of people to run a successful program. And I've been fortunate that I've surrounded myself with a lot of really good people. And I've been fortunate that, like anybody who's had success, they coach good players. You don't win without good players. So it was kind of fun that the way we won it in the rain and hard fought, and kind of suits me. And then also just thinking about Saturday night driving back from Kent, all the people I've been around and how fortunate I am. So yeah, it was a fun Saturday night.
Well, Chuck, congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Ohio. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning, okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. For Chuck Martin and his Miami Redhawks, coming off the 23-16 win at Kent State, Miami rushed for a season-high 289 yards in that contest. And for Miami, with a couple extra days as they begin transitioning to midweek as well, their next game will be at Ohio on Wednesday, November 6th. That game at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.